Steve Johnson. What is this, chip day?
Yes.
10-0937.
Gets a bonus on all. Oh, all he does that for two, right?
Need to start delegating.
I was going to say, he's got promoted and he's doing more work today than he's done in the world.
Mr. Johnson's requesting authorization to remove a deteriorated groin and construct a new vinyl groin extending 50 feet channelward of a deteriorated bulkhead, and also to construct 50 linear feet of replacement vinyl bulkhead aligned a maximum of 2 feet channelward to the old bulkhead. This is all located along the Rappahannock River in Middlesex County. The project requires both a subaqueous permit and a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. Project site marked by the red arrow, Rappahannock River, Stingray Point for reference is located there. This is Bush Park Creek, Woods Creek, Hunting Creek, and Sturgeon Creeks. Closer view of the topographic map. This is a 2009 aerial photo. Shoreline consists of a sandy beach, again with a wide, shallow, sandy subtidal flat channel to the beach. There is a high, steep bluff protected by a deteriorated timber bulkhead near the base of the bank. There are numerous groins up and down the shoreline. Closer view of the 2009 aerial. Mr. Johnson seeking authorization to replace this groin and 50 feet of bulkhead located here. Groin's basically on his shared property line, and in fact, the neighbors share some steps that you'll see going down to the beach. Plan view drawing, 50 feet of vinyl bulkhead to replace a deteriorated timber bulkhead, and 50 feet of vinyl replacement groin. Cross-sectional drawing of the groin. This is looking from the top of the steps. Groin to be replaced is located just here, and the bulkhead would extend in this direction. And now down at the standing basically on the top of the bulkhead, and you'll note the agent had staked the alignment of the bulkhead with these two PVC poles. Might actually be a little tighter than 2 feet from the bulkhead. New groin and replacement bulkhead will impact approximately 140 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 10 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Again, Middlesex hasn't adopted the beaches and dunes ordinance. This is the groin that's proposed to be replaced. In their comment dated August 14th, VEM states the preferred alternative at this site would be removal of the improperly constructed bulkhead and construction of a riprap revetment. They added that the replacement of the groin within the established groin field is acceptable. To minimize impacts on the interruption of sand transport to downdrift properties, VIMS does recommend beach nourishment accompany the groin replacement. DEQ stated the water protection permit would not be required since the anticipated impacts are minimal and temporary. Department of Game and Land Fisheries noted the presence of a bald eagle nest in the project vicinity, similar to the last project, though. They said that the impacts would, there should be no impacts provided no new nests have been constructed within a quarter mile of the project site. They also noted the northeastern beach tiger beetle is known to exist in the area. Again, we confirmed with the Corps of Engineers who checked the Fish and Wildlife database that there were no documented adult northeastern tiger beetles in the project site. No comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owner has objected. There's the steps. This is a ground shot looking up from the beach at the stairs used to access the shoreline. We discussed the project with Mr. Callis, the contractor, in response to an inquiry concerning whether riprap revetment had been considered. He explained that the high bank limits access and a revetment would have to be constructed by barge and would be cost prohibitive. He also noted that there are bulkheads on the adjoining lots, and he believes that the corrugated vinyl bulkhead material serves some to dissipate wave energy better than a typical sheet pile, timber sheet pile bulkhead. Finally, he explained that the high bank prohibits grading, so revetment would have to be constructed channelward of the bulkhead and would impact additional beach. Just looking upstream, bulkhead would be to be replaced would be this one. Do you see that the neighbor has a vinyl bulkhead replacing what had been a bulkhead there before? They have added riprap landward of the bulkhead, I guess to help protect some of that slumping bank behind it. Staff believes the construction of a low-profile timber groin within an established groin field is a reasonable approach to help maintain a sandy beach and to stabilize the shoreline. We agree that a revetment would be preferable to the proposed replacement bulkhead, but we acknowledge that the high bluff limits access to the shoreline and that there also are bulkheads on both adjacent properties. Finally, the addition of sand as beach nourishment within a created groin cell would provide additional shoreline protection while minimizing the interruption of sand transport to downdrift properties. However, in this case, getting sand to the site would be difficult, and the existing groin cell currently contains a significant amount of sand. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1403 and 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project as proposed. We also recommend a royalty in the amount of $5 for the encroachment of the groin on 10 square feet of state-owned submerged land at the rate of 50 cents per square foot. And finally, given the project location and considering the width of the Rappahannock River, we don't feel the time of year restriction is necessary to protect the native species.
Any questions of Mr. Nykirk? Is the applicant present or represented?
Jay Foster, once again, for R&W Rain.
Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do. Once again, not to be redundant, I think Chip has covered it very well. I have no further comments.
Questions of the commission for the gentleman? Mr. Holland?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.